USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials say it's a definite possibility the president will make good on his threat to close all or even part of the border with Mexico this week. The administration has cut off funding to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, where many illegal immigrants are traveling from. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway on Fox.
How can people deny what they see, which is these caravans day by day, the people coming from the Northern Triangle countries and trying to come through this country, and there are very deplorable conditions that many of them are facing.
Yeah, but you're going to make the conditions worse.
The conditions are already awful.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was on CBS's Face the Nation. He says pulling funding is a bad idea.
We're going to do everything we can to stop it. It's totally absurd.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
The death of a college student has stunned Columbia, South Carolina. State investigators found 21-year-old Samantha Josephson's blood in the car she was seen getting into in a bar early on Friday morning. Police Chief William Holbrook.
Collections of blood were obtained by forensic crime scene agents and were submitted to SLED DNA lab for analysis. The analysis concluded that the blood in the suspect vehicle was that of the victim.
International investigators looking into the Ethiopian and Lion Air crashes agree that the automated flight control system did play a key role in the accidents. Former Boeing safety engineer Todd Curtis on the BBC.
The fault may have been with the options that Boeing presented to their customers. There was a indication that the pilots could have that there could be a system malfunction, but that ability to provide that indication was not standard equipment. It was something that had to be added.
346 people died in the two crashes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A man is on life support suffering from injuries after being attacked at the L.A. Dodgers game. 45-year-old Rafael Reyna was beat up after an argument in the stadium parking lot. His wife was distraught.
I shouldn't have to go through this. I shouldn't have to be dealing with this. Whoever did this to you is out there having his life, and my husband's in here fighting for his.
So far, no arrests have been made. Democrat Joe Biden has always been a touchy-feely kind of guy. But he denies ever being inappropriate. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Former Nevada politician Lucy Flores, a Democrat, appeared on CNN's State of the Union to talk about her recent claims that former Vice President Joe Biden made her uncomfortable by kissing her in 2014.
I felt powerless. I felt like I couldn't move. I just didn't even know how to process it. My bigger point that I've been making is that in these power dynamic situations, and women are subjected to this in the political setting, but in work settings all the time, you just kind of process it and then you move on because you have a job to do. What do you say? There just isn't really a mechanism to deal with it.
In a statement released Sunday by the former vice president, Biden said, quote, "In my many years on the campaign trail and in public life, I have offered countless handshakes, hugs, expressions of affection, support, and comfort, and not once, never, did I believe I acted inappropriately. If it is suggested I did so, I will listen respectfully, but it was never my intention," unquote. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.